couldn't say one stand out more than another. I think they're all silly. No, but you know, I really can't think of one right now.
Okay, I tell you what, keep in the back of your mind. I come back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
And what's the difference between practicing the normal stadium facilities, practicing another stadium, and between artificial and natural grass?
Well, there's tons of difference. Just the pounding on the artificial turf can get to your knees. Practicing on grass is, I'd rather practice on grass, but you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, we prepare indoors too when we're back in Green Bay and in weather like this. So there's really no difference. You know, the field is still the same length, the time clocks are still the same, and it's just, you know, us bringing our wins on the road, and that's what we've been doing for the last 3 weeks, winning on the road.
Is the acceleration the same and the cuts that you make the same when you're doing artificial versus natural?
Oh, no, the cuts are different. You know, actually, you play faster on turf because you have more grip. And, you know, when you're cutting on grass, you tend to cut, your cut is a little wider. You know, your legs are farther apart. So I feel like this, the Dallas Stadium is, the turf is good there.
Thank you.
You've mentioned the turf has been very good. What do you think about the indoor practice facility from yesterday? Was it something you ever experienced before?
Well, yes, but it was a little different. I'll say the artificial turf was higher a little bit, but it didn't really matter because it was still fast, and it worked out yesterday for us.
Have you ever seen a high school indoor practice facility?
I've never seen a high school indoor practice facility ever. But that was the first time, and wow, that's all I can really say is wow. You know, growing up in Mississippi, we don't have indoor facilities. Our indoor facility is the gym. So, you know, to see an indoor facility like that, that was crazy.
How important is it to rely on the older players in week preparations to kind of keep your mindset and stuff like that? Or are you pretty grounded?
I'm pretty grounded. I can say there's a lot of other guys that you know, look up to me and, you know, see the things that I'm doing, and it kind of calms them down. And you know, that's the way it is. You know, everyone has their own routine, but you know, if anyone had a question, I'm pretty sure they'll come to me if they, you know, they need it.
Are you excited about? I mean, how can you not be excited about Sunday, right?
Right. This is a great opportunity for me, for my family, and you know, the Packers and the organization to bring home the Lombardi Trophy. And you know, our fans have been behind us since the get-go, and you know, we really do want to bring this win home.
Speaking of opportunities, what kind of opportunities do you have with the Packers going forward and your free agent?
Well, I don't really know that right now. I can't say whether I'm here, whether I'm there. Right now, my focus is on this Super Bowl. And another guy, when the clock strikes zero, and you know, we bring the Lombardi Trophy home, then that next week, then that's when I'll start, you know, thinking about my future as a Packers. Yes, I mean, this has been a great opportunity for me, great atmosphere, and you know, I feel comfortable in this system. But you know, obviously, different things gonna happen. That might throw the opportunity. So, you know, right now my focus is on the Super Bowl.